Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't, and we up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian, and I got the squad back again. Brian, what's good with you, Brody?
Not much good, people.
Shane, what's good with you? No word, that's what I'm talking about. But playoffs are starting. We are, like last time, full transparency, we are recording on a Friday night mid-Thunder Timberwolves game. We just finished watching the Heat defeat the Bulls, so we have the Eastern playoff bracket fully up, and we're just waiting on this one, even though it really won't matter much, because Nuggets probably will take care of the 8 seed. Mm-hmm. But let's get straight into, we can talk about the play-in games real quick. We had the other night, we had the Thunder battling it out with the Pelicans. Basically, it was SGA versus Ingram. Hell of a game. It was literally back and forth the entire game. And the funniest thing after was the tweet going around saying this league is in good hands with these young stars. And everybody was responding like, bro, Ingram is in his 8th year.
You can't call him a young star.
Yeah. But, SGA put on a show. Giddy put on a show. Dort was eating.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pass to y'all because it's obviously, the game is over and this is a new game, but you can still share your thoughts on that. Brian, I'll start with you.
Yeah, it was definitely a good game. I think I was doing something at the time while they had it on. But it was going on, so I wasn't really paying attention to it like that until the fourth quarter. But definitely competitive throughout, definitely. I didn't see OKC winning it. I think even when we talked about this last week, I had the Pelicans winning it. But pretty much everybody that needed to show off, OKC showed out. SGA showed out. Giddy showed out. Like you just said, Dort showed out. So definitely a good game, a good win for them. And we'll see what happens here with this Timberwolves. With this Timberwolves game right now, Minnesota's winning, but we all know that don't mean shit.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens come the fourth quarter.
Shane, Thunder, fails, anything?
It was a good game. We were talking about how CJ was folding. Because, boy, did that man fold in the clutch. It was super nasty. I mean, I guess the biggest thing after that was the quote from CJ saying that they need to be present, basically. They need to have good diets. They need to have training. They need to show up. And I'm like, we all know that's, you know, specifically aimed at voicing frustration.
Yeah, put a name on that bullet.
Yeah, that was definitely.
Hold up. No. Brian, who is it aimed at, bro?
It was obviously aimed at Zion Williams.
Yeah. Wait, get you.
Yeah, I gotta get my shit off y'all, because I don't know what it is about Zion. Like, I'm not trying to come at him as a person, because obviously don't nobody know Zion like that. Well, not nobody knows him, but we don't know Zion like that. But I'm not saying that the injuries that he's dealt with aren't valid. They're definitely valid. But when you warming up pregame and you dunking pregame, when you warming up pregame, when you dunking pregame, when you doing 360s or whatever they say that he's done like certain times throughout the season pregame. And I know like there was clips before the playing game where he was dunking, and you could tell that it wasn't like, he didn't have the bounce that he would typically have. But if you could do all that pregame, you can at least play like 15 minutes, I feel like. Or do something that can contribute or help your team in the actual game.
While you're going, I just wanted to throw this in there to add more fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
The Pelicans were second in the West, one game behind Denver, the last time Zion played.
Yes. And it's like you've seen your team literally crash in the standings because you're not out there. And they drafted you first overall. They paid you, which thank God they did for you, because if it was me, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have paid him yet. I know I probably would have had to at some point because he's such a young player, and that's just how.
Remember that number?
Huh?
Does anyone remember the actual number?
Yeah, whatever. Well over like 150.
I got you. But
Because I thought I saw a number, but go ahead.
Yeah, but like...
Oh, the one I sent in the chat was how much he's earned to date. Season? Was like, since coming in the league, was like $44 million or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, but like...
I don't know. 4 year, $44 million.
That's the rookie max?
Yeah. That was the...
That was his, like, what he signed when he come in the league, I think.
Yeah. Trying to see what with the average salary of $11 million, $20 million that signed. God damn.
I feel like it was something like...
193, 5 year, 193.
He's played like 109 games or something like that, 112.
He hasn't even played the amount of games that he's getting paid on this contract. like, that is... just embarrassing, and you know, I don't know, it's just something that just rubs me wrong about that, like when you just not out there with your guys, and for the second year in a row too, because there was reports last year that he probably could have played if he wanted to, but you know, they wanted to hold him out and make sure that foot was right, and pretty much in the same exact situation where they're battling for the play-in, because I think they had to win both play-in games last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
They won. They made it to the playoffs.
They won both play-in games. Mm-hmm. Without him. Mm-hmm. And this year they're in the same exact boat, and you can't be out there to at least give your guys like 10-15 minutes off the bench, because just your presence out there may make a difference. Just you being in uniform may have a different buzz in the arena that may make a difference. And so I just don't like this situation. I know there's some people talk about like design, even want to be in New Orleans. That's not a necessary conversation to have. I don't think it's a matter of...
It's not environment.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it's a matter of environment. I just think it's him having to, like, really lock in and do what he can to just stay on the court.
Yeah, the Zion thing is super unfortunate. We talked a little bit about it last week. Like, he's... I don't want to say he is, but the situation in general is robbing us as basketball fans, because he's such a different talent than we've ever seen. Like, it's not like... this is the first name pop up. It's not like a Trae Young come in the league where we kind of see what Trae Young could be in a Steph like that. Like Zion, we just don't know. We've never seen somebody like this. Like the size, the strength, come in the league averaging 20 plus a game on like 60% from the field. Just the pure athleticism he has with that body is insane. And that's part of the problem, the weight and all that, foot problems, hamstring problems. Because right now it's the hamstring, which we all know is like a reoccurring injury. Like, it doesn't, you can't really shake that off.
Mm-hmm.
So it sucks, because we know it probably has to do with his weight. But it's like, when he drops the weight, is Zion still Zion? So it's a tricky situation.
Yeah. For him.
But, the Pelicans, we don't even know how good of a duo him and Ingram can be. Like, because they haven't played enough. Mm-hmm. And that's, because we all talk about, obviously, Tatum and JB, probably the best duo in the league. But Zion and Ingram could compete for that. And maybe not, though, because what the Celtics duo provides on defense. We don't know. I don't think Zion's a defender. Ingram's not really a defender. But like Brian said, to drop from 2 to 10 and now miss the playoffs because your best player just can't stay on the court is insane. Shane, you got anything for Zion?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, man. It makes people like Kyrie look like crazy. This dude sat out because he didn't want the shot last year. And he played only home games, and I don't know. Did he end up playing more games than Zion that year?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, Zion didn't play at all last year.
Oh well.
He only played like 20-something this year so far.
Yeah, because he the second year in the league he dropped 60. He played 60. Other than that, I don't think he's cleared 30 games.
Yeah, I mean, if that's just unacceptable. I mean, like you said, I didn't even think about it like that. Like just giving him a little bit of some type of play when it's like an all or nothing kind of deal, and like honestly you can like make a statement or whatever, do something to just show you're there with the team. Like it's probably a whole lot of stuff going on, like for CJ to even voice his frustration like that. He didn't say Zion, but like I mean I feel like there was a time where like they were talking about he was not really with the team, unless I'm thinking about a different like player. Like he might have like been taking different transportation.
No, you are thinking about Zion. Mm-hmm. He went to Portland at one time too. He was training.
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, I get not fully trying to commit and say, yeah, we're back, we're done, blah blah blah. Because if it is like the injury is was the issue, you could just be like, yeah, minutes restriction, I can't do too much. I'm not fully there yet. But to just not go out there and do a single thing for this long is just not acceptable. Like, I don't know how many more players need to scam NBA teams before we figure out how to fix it. We got other people not winning awards because they played 64 games instead of 65. This dude's played half that. So it's like, I don't know. It's just not fair to the team and the fans. Sozo's out there going out there every night. You think they want to go out there every night just without their best player to go hoop against a team that's committed to winning? Because that's not the right culture. Because also, he's probably the lead. Well, aside from Ingram, he has to be the leader there. What is...
I don't see leadership at all. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Not right. I mean, he's young, though. I'm not about to knock him for that.
But, yeah, I'm not going to say, like, yeah. But, I mean, somebody's looking for him to do something, provide something. Because I can't figure out what he could possibly provide other than problems over there.
Like, you know how bad the situation has to be to make Skip Bayless look right in a situation? Like, Skip Bayless tweeted how it's probably problems in that locker room and how they probably not feeling Zion and Larry Nance. It was like, nah, we love him. Like, ain't no issues. And I'm paraphrasing, but, like, ain't no issues here. And then the next day, or, like, 2 days later, is when CJ McCollum said that in the post-game conference. And it's just like, how you make Skip Bayless look right in this situation?
Sad.
Like, that's just horrible.
Yes. It's just crazy because Pelicans could legit, it sounds weird to say out my mouth, but they could legit be title contenders with Zion. Like, that's how good he is. But let's go toward the playoffs. They're not in because of Zion. So let's just focus on what we do know about the playoffs. Let's give our predictions. Who wins what series and how many games? Start off in the East. Bucks and Heat. 1-8. I'll start it off because I don't think this will go long at all. I think this is Milwaukee in 4. You know, we talked a little bit about it earlier, Brian. But the most I can see is Milwaukee in 5. But it's just, I don't like the Heat's offense at all. This is not like the Heat that took out the Bucks in the bubble. And so this is more like the Heat that got swept the very next year with the Bucks.
Literally.
Their offense is struggling. They miraculously had a 33-point game from Lowry the other night, which is insane.
Yes, sir.
Quiet as 33.
Tyler Hero's literally probably your best offensive weapon, and not taking a shot at Jimmy, nothing like that. In playoff time, Jimmy's Jimmy, but Hero's probably like the best pure scorer. Like, Jimmy's just all around player, and he probably gonna give it all on defense too. Hero's gonna give you the buckets 20 a night probably.
Yeah.
that's not much.
I wish Brian would have just saw what happened. Gobert just blew a fast break down. But Bucks and here we go.
All
right,
man.
Oh, okay, you got fouled. But still, anyway. He just don't have enough. This is a team that they're gonna really have to retool in the offseason, not rebuild, because you have Jimmy, you have Bam. Bam proved this season he cannot be the number two. And they need a star. Like, there have been rumors about Dame, but it's like, I don't know what y'all going to trade for Dame, but at least y'all own the first-round picks. And I also heard, this is off-topic, but real quick, that Dame, after this year, will probably be untradeable because of his contract. Because he's getting older, and his contract is going to be like 50, 60 a year. So, it's going to be impossible to trade.
Yeah, they got
him. So, this is going to be the time. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Bucks in 4 at the most 5. But I'm going to say 4. Bucks in 4. I don't like the Heat. Brian, what you got?
I got Bucks in 5. I think it'll go 5 games. I got the Heat winning one of those games. Probably like game 3 or something back in Miami. I think there's questions about Middleton's health right now. Something like that. I think I saw that too. So
he's inconsistent in the lineup.
Yeah. So I could see them getting down to Miami, not really focusing in one of those games in Miami, just getting lucky. But it's not going more than 5 at all.
Shane, before you give your prediction, do you know the 3 types of sweeps in the NBA?
The first sweep is 1.
Hmm? Like the regular sweep, 4 out.
I was saying reverse sweep.
What's a reverse sweep?
It must be a 2K thing, but it's when it's probably a game of 3 or 5, whatever. And, you lose the first one, then you win the next two. But in NBA, it'd be down 3-0, then you win 4-3. That's a reverse sweep.
Okay, I haven't heard that one. The 3 I was talking about is the regular sweep, 4-0.
Yeah.
Then it's the gentleman sweep, which is when 4-1. You go up 3-0, Let them win. Basically, you let them get a game in. You 4-1 them. Then there's the douchebag or asshole sweep, which is the team wins one, and then you win 4 straight.
Oh. All right, we'll add that one to the list, because the reverse sweep is definitely...
So you start off 3-0 and then lose 4-3?
Yeah.
That's never happened, though.
Well, the closest one was...
Nobody's number one when you're down 3-0.
It was 3-1.
Yeah. But I mean, that's...
I mean, if a team goes up 2-0 and they lose in game six, then that could... I guess that could be.
Yeah, it's a reverse sweep. Just
I was actually thinking about this earlier for some reason. I don't know why.
What, sweeping?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just had the image of, like, there has to be a term where if a team goes up 2-0 and they lose 4 straight, like, that got to be considered some kind of sweep.
I was about to say we've done that, but that happens a lot, too.
Yeah.
Definitely happens. But what you got, Shane?
Bust and five.
It's going to stay on you. Let's go. Oh, 4 or 5. Now, this is probably the toughest one of them all, but maybe not really. Cavs and Knicks, 4 and 5. Mind you, Julius Randle is not healthy.
Cavs and five.
Ooh. Okay. Mind, what you got?
Yeah, that's bold. I got Cavs and six. I didn't know he's not healthy, though.
Yeah, well, give me the context of what it's
not. Whatever his, I'm not going to say whatever. I think it was a foot injury he was battling before. Like, he hasn't been in the lineup. Like, that's why Obi Toppin's been starting. Mm. And they just came out like an hour ago, 2 hours ago, saying that he's trying to play, but even if he plays, he's going to be super limited.
Well, that team's not ass. Like, it's not ass without.
Yeah, I'll stick with Cavs 6.
I'm sticking with Cavs 5.
Yeah, I'm going Cavs 6 too. Even with Julius Randle, even if he doesn't play like that, it's going to be weird even when he does play, because say he's 75%. You're 75% going against a guy that's about to finish third in DPOY. Evan Mobley's about to not lock him up, but he's about to give him some serious problems. Evan Mobley's a dog.
Yeah, as well. He's not Mobley, but...
No, but Mobley's the one that's on Randle. Like, they play the same position. Jared Allen. The real matchup, which is not real, but the interesting one is Mitch Robinson versus Jared Allen. Two very similar centers. I think Mitch Robinson led the league in offensive rebound rate, and the Cavs were the opposite, where they led the league in defensive rate. So it's going to be a real battle between Jared Allen and Mitchell Robinson. But yeah, Cavs and six, there's a little bit too much firepower. Like we said before, right before the podcast, Brian, I was telling you about when the Knicks lose, that they need to seriously shop RJ Barrett.
Yeah, like, that's exactly what I was about.
You have Quentin Grimes and Quigley coming off the bench, and one of them two should be starting. RJ is just not him. Like, I said that coming out of Duke. I did not like him. I didn't like Cam Reddish either. Yeah, just a random that. Shot at Cam Reddish.
Cam Reddish catching straight.
I just thought it was just Zion at Duke. Like, RJ Barrett just seems so slow, and he still is. Like, well, not even slow, he's stiff. Like, he just doesn't have the moves. And he should just trade him. Like, they could get some pieces back. Package him and Obi. For sure.
Package. A good package, sure.
Yeah, Cavs and six, next series, Sixers and Nets. Brian, let's go to you.
Sixers and six.
Any reasoning? Just...
I don't know. I feel like this Nets team is going to fight. And I feel like even though they don't have any answer for Joel Embiid whatsoever, like no answer for Joel Embiid whatsoever, I think they have a roster that can limit the wings, limit the guard play. And it'll be a tough matchup for, like, the Sixers guards and wings, definitely. But like I said, no answer for Joel Embiid. But I see them stealing a couple games in the series, honestly.
You said six?
Yeah.
Okay. Shane, what you got?
I'm going with five again. I mean, if I pick five for the Cavs, I'm definitely picking five for the Sixers. And I do respect the Nets team. I just do think it's just the one guy that was randomly dropping 40, and then he got benched. I can't remember.
James Thomas.
Yeah, so I think he has a game in it. One game with Bridges hooping, playing defense, whatever. But still five. I mean, Embiid's not, like you said, Embiid's not going to be guarded. Harden might have a slow night at best. Slow night because of...
What do you consider a slow night for Harden? Because it's not like he's that Houston Harden anymore.
Slow night's probably...
13? Okay, about to say
that. Yeah, he's definitely had like some low team games.
Yeah, I know. That's what. That's why I was wondering what's a slow night, because I don't expect him to drop 20 every game, honestly.
Yeah.
And then the other people, what? I can just see them having off nights, like the role players and stuff, and on the Sixers. So one game. I mean, maybe a couple of them I think will be close, but I think the Sixers just have what it takes to kind of win those games because they do have Joel Embiid in the in the clutch, in the post, in mid range, like everywhere.
That's the one thing they have that it takes. Yeah. I
mean, that's all they need.
Yeah, I'm going Sixers in four. I wish the worst for Spencer Dinwiddie. I hate that man. I can't stand him. But no, for real, the Sixers' problem is going to be depth. Like against a real team, against the Celtics or Bucks, when they play those teams, it's going to come down to depth. Because you don't have much coming off that bench at all, if anything.
He ain't got four Kamas.
Isn't he the one that demanded a trade?
He did.
Who?
Four Kamas. there's no match for Embiid. Claxton, who was, when KD and Kyrie were there, he was like first or second for Defense Player of the Year ranking.
When they were cheating.
Basically. But he's good, but he's very undersized. He's very similar to Bam when it comes to playing that center position. And Embiid will take advantage. James Harden revenge series against his old team, the Nets. I think now we're all going to really see what Mikal Bridges is about. Obviously, he's good. I think there's no doubt about it. But we're going to – playoffs are different. But when teams focus in on you and, like, really take away what you're good at, we're going to see how good Mikal Bridges is and what he can do. Doc Rivers said this is probably the most focused team he's ever had, which is interesting. That Clippers team seemed pretty locked in, but I guess not.
Doc Rivers for this shit.
I don't think they was locked in.
One thing I do give Doc is he came out publicly before and was like he didn't want PG because he wanted to keep SGA. Because he thought SGA plus four first-round picks was too much for PG. It was either one or the other. Either trade four first rounds for PG or SGA straight up. And look how that turned out. SGA is a buck.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't have anything against the Nets. There, like we talked last week, I didn't even know they were still in the playoff race after trading Kyrie. I literally thought they just tanked down, but they still kept winning.
I mean, they were like 500, right, after the trade.
According 45-37.
Kyle Kuzma's thread on
it's like 19-18.
It was like 11-13.
Oh, 11-13. Okay.
So under 500. All right, next series, Celtics Hawks. I'll make it quick. Celtics and four. The Celtics wings are too much. Like the Hawks, you're gonna be putting DeAndre Hunter and
my man's with the 3-point
shot. Bogdan on Tatum and like literally, I saw a tweet today. Y'all might have seen it. Tweeted. It was like somebody tweeted, "Who do y'all see on the Celtics stopping John Collins in a 7-game series?" And the dude responded and said, "Honestly, I'll grab a fan out the crowd." So
I know how Atlanta fans feel and about then, John.
Celtics have too much wings for the Hawks and also defenders to throw the guards. Like Marcus Smart and Derek White and Brogdon are good enough to slow Trey down, obviously not stop him. Trey's pretty good. DeJounte's not really you don't look at him to get you 25 a night. So, and his defense is taking a knockdown since leaving the Spurs. Like, he was definitely like all defensive type of guard, and I have not seen that at all this year.
No.
So, give me Celtics at four, and Celtics are the deepest team in the league. Brian, what you got?
Celtics in five, and bold prediction, wouldn't surprise me if it's Celtics in six.
That is.
Because they've been playing down the competition like crazy this year. And I don't know, it may be one of those things where it's the playoffs, they lock in.
Here we go.
But they've been playing down the competition this year. So I definitely see the Hawks winning one, like just outright winning one. It wouldn't surprise me if they stole the second game. But Celtics five, no more than six.
Shane, what you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Celtics at four still. I mean, I like your pick. And that always ain't not good enough. I don't want to say they're not good. I mean, they obviously made the playoffs and not in the play-in. Or were they? Nah.
They weren't in the play-in.
Yeah, so, well.
Beat Miami.
Yeah, I mean, so then that means that shows kind of how good they are. Celtics have, I mean, they're just a different type of tier. Team, there's really not much to say. I mean, I like the defense. The Celtics, the Hawks don't have defense. All they kind of have is rebounding and some guard scoring. But like you said, they have multiple defenders on that Celtics team. They have multiple scorers, and they have a lot of depth. There's only two other teams in the Eastern Conference that can really stack up with those guys. So we can move on from that because I don't have much to say about the Hawks.
Staying on you, going to the West. Nuggets at, let's, you pick, Timberwolves or Thunder?
For the sake of the argument, I would say the Timberwolves are the better matchup.
I would agree.
But
Joker would absolutely annihilate the Thunder size.
But, I mean, I do think they're, like, the more, the closer matchups, I'd say. And that, if that was the case, I wouldn't be surprised to see it go. That one might be the closest matchup between, like, 1 and 8. Well, obviously, it would be the closest matchup between 1 and 8. But I could see that game going 6, or those games going 6, if the Timberwolves made it. I know Jokic isn't, I mean, Gobert isn't, like, the Jokic stopper by any means. But they do have plenty of bigs to throw. Aaron Gordon in the playoffs isn't really a, he had a decent year, but he's not the,
like Sue Bird.
Yeah. And then MPJ, we know the running joke that the ball is a black hole when he sees it because you never see that shit again.
He's insane.
The shot's going up. So they're going to have to fix.
Doesn't care who's jumping in front of him.
They got to fix that for the playoffs. Murray was hot middle of the season, got cold. I mean, I'm not going to go through the entire Nuggets roster, but I think that that game could be a lot closer than people think for it to be a 1-8 thing. I don't think the Timberwolves have a chance of winning, though, because they completely blow leads in the past two, like, play-ins. I think that in the regular season, they gave up the most, like, losses when leading by, like, 10 or something like that. So, and they gave up the loss when they were down up 18, I want to say, against the Lakers. It was some number in the high teens where the Lakers came back and won. So, Nuggets in 6.
Ooh, okay, Brian, what you got? Nuggets over, like I said, you pick.
Yeah, I was going to pick the Wolves too, and I was going to make the same prediction. I was going to say 6 games. I'm not. The Nuggets this year.
Weird.
Yes, they have an MVP, like reigning two-time MVP, MVP candidate for possible third in a row.
Don't put that out there.
I mean, it's possible. I don't think it's going to happen. NBA rankings had him number one on their website for some reason. I don't know why. But it's possible. But I don't know, man. That team around him is just weird to me. Like, I thought Murray was going to take more of a step. I know he's coming back from injury this season, but he just hasn't really impressed me like that. Michael Porter Jr. seems like if he sneezes too hard, his back might go out. You know, so I definitely see it going 6. I got Minnesota. They're probably even still a game in Denver. Yeah, I don't know. If it's OKC, it's a sweep. But if it's Minnesota, and I think it will be Minnesota, I'll say 6 games too.
Yeah, I honestly definitely wanted to say 4-0 Nuggets, doesn't matter who they play. But Timberwolves, yeah, much as I joke around with Brian about Gobert, I do hate Gobert too. but Gobert, that's a matchup where Gobert's going to have to prove, like, okay, bro, this is why we got you. Play some defense, rebound the ball. This is you. You have to check the reigning with back-to-back MVP. Give me them in 5, Nuggets in 5. I just don't think he can do that. And Timberwolves just don't. That team just doesn't work. Like, I don't. Gobert, that, and it's not even exaggerating, that was the worst trade in NBA history. Like, yeah. I don't think it's exaggerating. Maybe if y'all can think of some other ones, but to me, that's, when you trade four first-round picks, plus Beverly, who was great for y'all last year, plus Walker Kessler was in that trade. It's like, bro, what? Walker Kessler and Cat would have been a great front court and a lot cheaper, and you could have brought more. And I would have liked Cat and Naz Reid. Just keep what you got. Naz Reid didn't like that. Like, he's really good. So it's, anyways, yeah, Nuggets in, I'll say 5. Next matchup, 4 versus 5. Really wish Warriors would have got that 5 spot so we could see Warriors Suns in the first round, but we're going to see Suns Clippers with possibly no PG at all. I'm going to start with you, Shane, because I actually don't know where to go with this one. I have Suns winning. I don't know in how many games.
Okay, you said Suns Clippers, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, this is might be the closest matchup of the first round.
On the West or in general? Because I'm just asking because I think Cavs and Knicks is closer.
I guess in the West. No, in general. Because if it's a hurt Julius Randle, we got cool. Well, but no PG, it does change things a lot. But, I mean, Kawhi's obviously going to guard KD.
Is that obvious? I wouldn't.
Who would he guard? D-Book?
I think you would have to adopt the same philosophy as football. Like, you should always put your best cornerback on the second best receiver to shut him down, and then double team the number one receiver. Because the cornerback's going to get cooked. And right. This one, Kawhi's going to – we saw KD cook this thing. Last time, KD on a half torn Achilles was cutting Kawhi. And it's not a knock against Kawhi, it's KD's not checkable. So why waste Kawhi's energy when you have to also drop 30 to 35 on the other end?
Yeah, better off putting Russell on KD.
It's going to be nasty. Marcus Morris, man. It's going to be nasty then. Because KD, if he's completely 100% all go ready for this playoffs. I might just say I'm gonna be chill and say Suns and I'm gonna say Suns in five. Fuck. PG, Suns in five.
That's where I was leaning to. Probably Suns in five. Clips are just, I just don't think they have enough for the Suns. Like, and I just listened to this podcast, they were saying KD, this is the first time he's come off an injury where he's actually looked rusty. Because usually he comes off an injury and is just cooking still. His first time he's rusty. And even still, he can be rusty and they can still pull it off. Like, Aiden is, if you look at best players in the series, you would go KD, Kawhi, right? Mm-hmm. Then it's just Suns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally, who's the next best? It'll be Russ is the next best Clipper. And he'd probably be, like, 6 or 7 on that list. Because you got Booker, Ayton.
CP3.
Then you might honestly throw a random role player in there. Maybe. Then you might throw Russ, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I got CP3 over Russ right now.
I don't know.
When it comes to that series, I think I'd pick CP3 because he's going to – especially when it comes to him and Ayton, like that pick and roll with him and Ayton. But I definitely get your point.
I don't know. Is there Twitter anything between Russ and CP3 or not? Not really.
They said who has the better career.
No, I meant Russ, like, beef as a relationship because they were teammates. And then, like, is there anything?
Russ and CP3 weren't teammates.
Oh.
They got traded for
each other. Yeah, they got traded for each other.
Yeah.
They got traded for one another. I don't think.
I guess not.
I was
just thinking
of Rondo. Rondo CP3.
Yeah.
Brian, what you got?
I'm going to be bold. Suns are 7.
Yeah.
I got to go in 7 games.
That's nasty.
Without PG.
With or without PG. No. Only because.
No.
I get it. Only because Clippers have depth. Suns have none.
Yeah, they do. They, I mean, they don't. I
definitely agree with that.
Suns have no depth whatsoever.
I think I said that like when that trade, because they traded everything.
Yeah. And I feel at some point, like, your team is going to be tested, especially when y'all haven't played together like that more than, like, what, 10 games in the regular season since they made the trade for KD. Ty Lue is going to find a way to, like, exploit matchups. So, like, you know, coach his team to exploit matchups. Kawhi is going to find a way to exploit matchups.
Don't have a matchup with Kawhi.
I don't really see, like, Ayton making much of a difference in this series, honestly.
Against Zubac, I hate Ayton, but he's not as Zubac.
Ayton don't really—he's not a game changer for me. Like, I just feel like he's not a game changer for me. Like, he's just a piece that's there playing the five, honestly. And I feel like PG is going to try to give it a go. He's going to be like anti-Zion in this case. I feel like he may, because there's even reports that he may play like later in the series, and he may try to like give him some minutes off the bench, but I feel like this is going to go 7.
This would have been a great series if he was fully healthy.
I might have picked the Clippers outright if he was fully healthy.
It'd go 7 that. Either way.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. Shane said Suns and Clippers are the tights matchups. We got two more really good ones, though. Kings and Warriors. Shane, I'll go back to you for this one. Kings, a three seed, as we talked about last week, locked up the Pacific Division, which is Suns, Lakers, Clippers, Warriors, and they finished one in that division.
Oh, yeah, the Pacific. All the teams made it, right?
Mm-hmm. First time.
I mean,
first time since Kings, first time making it since.
It was the longest drought, right?
And just to, I'm bringing this up because Page that year averaged 24 game or 23 game, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He was second in the league in scoring.
Nah, I mean,
first was 28 a game, by the way. So it was a huge gap.
It was different, but back then it was definitely different.
Keem said the 2000s defense is way better than the 90s.
Probably, but the rules. But anyway, I'm not gonna go into that. I mean, I'm going with the Warriors.
And how many? We got, we know.
Six. That's fair. I mean, I'm not going to put no, you know, I'm not going to write the Kings off. They definitely overcame, like, a huge, like, hump, I mean, to get here. They made that trade, you know, I don't know.
Hold up, hold up. Just want to ask, I'm going to ask both of y'all, who's the best player on the Kings?
I'm sticking with Fox.
You
said
who?
I said Sabonis.
I'm sticking with Fox.
We were listening to the little fake breakdown. We were chatting about it before. They were saying Fox's eyes like clutch rating in the league.
Yeah,
right
he's
now.
Getting the clutch, the new award, the clutch player of the year. He's getting that.
Oh, that's like going to be.
It's an actual award. And he's like.
What?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
And he's like leading the league by far in clutch.
Yeah, he is. He's like Isaiah Thomas that one year.
I agree with you, I think it's Sabonis.
I'm stick with Fox.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah,
I'm not
I mean,
mad. It's like they're so super, super close.
Yeah, and you know, I definitely not like didn't used to be that big a fan until like most recent years for Fox because I don't know. I just like I guess I just didn't see King. I mean, no one really saw King's games unless they were looking for him. So mm-hmm. I was more fans of the guys I actually saw on TV because they played for teams that win. Mm-hmm. But I mean, all I can say is, I mean, I'm not going to disrespect Sacramento. I think they got a game or two in them because the Warriors maybe have the biggest weakness might be a true big, which is what Sabonis can be down there in the post and stretching the floor for the Kings. Pick and roll with Fox and Sabonis will be pretty effective. I mean, they have Draymond there, and the Warriors do have wings. We were talking about, well, I was talking about Wiggins coming back is going to be key. I mean, it's not nothing to be, you know, like glossed over because that was definitely a big piece for not like during a regular season. And as Brian said, they coast. Like they coast, just make the playoffs and then we'll bring the big boy backpack out when it's time to actually hoop between Steph, Clay, Wiggins, Dre, Poole. Like that team still stupid deep. They're not prime deep like 15-16 or the KD year, but
shit, even last year.
Yeah.
When Otto Porter's coming off the bench cooking.
Yeah, but Jordan Poole not even the same.
Yeah, man.
He's super inconsistent.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, only thing that could stop the Warriors is they just, if there was another disappearing act from the Splash Bros, the OG Splash Bros, if there was a disappearing act. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute since Steph / Clay has been missing from the entire playoff series. But I got Warriors 6. I just don't see it.
Brian, what you got?
I also got the Warriors in 6. Warriors, I think it's well documented. They had, what, like the third worst world record this season? I think it was something like that. Third worst
I'm
world
surprised world. It's not dead last. I was going to say third worst all the time.
Nah, it was like Houston and San Antonio were worse than that.
What was the record?
Like, it was like 10 and 30.
No. Like, what is this?
Oh, road record.
Road.
Yeah. It was like third worst on the season. But it's weird because they're also the same team that has won like, I think it's like either 24 or 27 straight. They've won at least one road game on this, in the series. Mm-hmm. I think dating back to like the 2012-2013 season. So they're good enough to steal one game on the road against Sacramento. And it's like, it's part of the reason why Draymond wanted that matchup. Because less travel for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their fans are going to be there, too. So, if, at worst, it'll probably be like 70-30 Sacramento. But then the 30% go to state fans there. But I just feel like also a lot doesn't get talked enough about with the Kings is their lack of defense. Their offense gets talked about a lot as being like the highest rated, something like that. Their defense has been horrible this year. And when it comes to playoff time, I think obviously players matter. Coaching matters the most in the playoffs. And the fact that Steve Kerr is about to coach against his former assistant, so he knows how to break down their defense. It's going to be ugly for them, but I got the Warriors winning in six.
All right, I got Warriors in six too, but I'm gonna go against a lot of Brian's points though. The last one about the coaching thing, I think that actually is in Mike Brown's favor. I think he knows more about Steve Kerr than Steve Kerr knows about him, because you were working under him, not the other way around. But it's still Warriors by the Warriors. I don't know if it's bold or not, but I think game one, Kings will blow the Warriors out. I think being the 18-year drought in Sacramento, that crowd is going to be crazy. You talk about 70-30. That first game might be like 99-1. Like, seriously. Because that's the longest drought in maybe in sports history. I know in NBA history. But it's like, bro, them Kings fans are going to come out crazy. And you talk about they didn't focus on defense. I'm not a casual, so I listen to a lot of stuff. We know their defense is bad. The funny thing is because Mike Brown came over there as a defensive-minded coach and took the offense up. And the defense is still bad.
It's like he had the exact opposite effect I thought he was going to have.
Right. The thing I heard in the podcast earlier, they were saying Sabonis is who Draymond wants to be on offense at times. And
that might be dead accurate.
Sabonis is an elite playmaker for his size. And Draymond's going to have his hands full. Obviously, Looney gives you like a solid 20 minutes a night, but he's not going to be out there like Draymond is. So Draymond's going to be playing at five, going against who is one of the strongest players in the league in Sabonis. The object for him is to play Sabonis off the court. Like, you got to get Sabonis foul trouble. He's terrible on defense. He fouls a lot. So the goal is probably just to get him off the court. And again, like Brian said, their defense, they won't be able to keep up with the Warriors in general. Like, even though the Warriors' road record is what it is, it will show in the first game, I do believe. SGA's out. And after that, I think Warriors will just take care of business. Wiggins is back.
And it wasn't the wife cheating.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was a family death, I think.
No, his dad was sick.
Just sick.
So, and again, about the defense part, you don't have anyone to throw on Steph or Clay. I heard people talking like, okay, you can put Davion in. The problem is, if you put Davion Mitchell in, he's an offensive liability, and that's just not something you want to have against the Warriors. So, boom.
Yeah, 4-5. Right. It's not going to work.
Not going to focus too much on that series, but it's good to see the Kings back in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Like this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. Last series, Grizzlies and Lakers. Shane, what you got?
That's actually the craziest. Well, no, not the craziest. Like, it's definitely not going to be. I don't want to say it's the tightest contest because I don't think the rosters match at, like, great. But
it's one good matchup. It's a great matchup, actually.
AD and JJJ?
Yep.
I mean,
JJJ is, like, not even a poor man. He's, like, a couple dollars off.
AD. On sale, AD.
The way he's been balling, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't even really give a fair insight because obviously playoff LeBron is going to be different. I don't care how old he is unless he was like 40. But,
talking like a year and a half.
Josh Giddey has 2 points.
I know, not that, but yeah, it's a year and a half away. But, I'm going to just start with the prediction. I'm going to just say. Just to
go ahead.
And not even be biased or anything.
It is, but come on, throw that gold in there, man.
I'm going to say Lakers in seven.
Just get it.
Lakers in seven.
And that's really, if it goes to game seven and it's Bron winning regardless.
Yeah, it's really a stretch. AD has to stay healthy. I mean, obviously, he has to stay healthy. We know he's made of glass. He does come through. He's come through like it's a great scoring option. When needed, when LeBron's out, because these role players from Lakers, like, they're I'm based off of this the past couple of years, I'm going to stop letting these people. I'm not going to turn this to the Jordan LeBron debate. But we're going. I'm getting tired of this. He made his rosters or whatever. Because these last years of role players has been atrocious. I don't want to hear about.
Now, Cleveland, he definitely made his roster.
One year. Well, he made it, but those people were not who he thought.
He made it because it started with Kyrie leaving.
Yeah.
And it was like JR.
Derrick like Rose.
Didn't the Lakers sign Tristan Thompson again? Yes.
That's a LeBron move. That is 100%
a LeBron move.
I just saw him on TV. What makes you think he can play in the NBA?
Bro, because he shitted on Mario Chalmers. Like, I was like, hey, get him over here. Get my man's bag real quick for the offs.
I just don't want to hear it. But Lakers in seven. I mean, that team is. I don't think their roster's insanely good. Even their bench, like, I think they have three players. I think they have three players being JJJ, Ja, obviously, and Desmond Bane.
Brooks is a half player.
Dylan Brooks is a half player. But the Lakers have two players. So, I don't know between the star player, I mean, the star talent, who has the edge. So, that's why I'm going to say in seven to start it off. I'm going to say Lakers because they have the GOAT. I mean, that's mainly it. I mean, we can hope Reeves has a game here. Schroeder had his play-in game. I think that's the best we're probably going to see out of him.
Shit the rest of the play.
Roy, I mean, we've seen what Roy is about. He looked nasty in the play-in game in a bad way. So I just don't know. I just think this is going to be a super ugly series. A lot of, like, it's just going to be about heart hustle. I really don't want to sound like a generic weirdo coach or whatever, but I think it's going to come down to who wants it more. And I mean, LeBron has the, I think he's the most like fiercest competitor in, like, you know, in sports right now, in basketball.
There's somebody else that would
name it.
Greek.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely honest.
But he not in the series, though, so maybe in the series he's the fiercest competitor.
Oh, yeah,
maybe. But, yeah, because, I mean, I'm not going to rant for much longer. Cam's been on me for a minute, but Grizzlies are the team to beat. Not the team to beat, but the team that the West dislikes. They've been talking. Dylan Brooks is on that team. He's been talking. Remember Ja's quote, infamous quote, we're not worried about.
I think Suns might be up there too, the most dislike. Nobody likes CP3. Niggas don't like Booker. Niggas don't like Katie because he just keeps forcing his way to super teams. And niggas definitely don't like Aiden. So
I still think it's Grizzlies because Brooks is, I don't know how his storyline came Brooks, up. Though. It's like a WWE storyline, bro. And he dresses the part because this man's insane. But, and my last point is, you do not want to hear more parades in my city by Ja. Like, we don't want to hear it. I mean, the fans might want to hear it, because I don't mind what he says, but I know every time they lose in Memphis, it's going to be a parade inside the city, yeah. So, I don't know, bro. But I'm going to cap it off there, because, I mean, cap it on me. I did a lot of ranting. Ugh. I want to hear what Ja
got
to say.
Lakers in seven. Brian, what you got?
So you said Lakers in seven?
I know your pick is post bold, but go ahead.
You said Lakers in seven?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I was just repeating.
Oh, Lakers in seven. Lakers in seven. Just say it.
It's going to be a five-game series. Oof. This is going to be a five-game series.
And you don't know who his pick is.
I don't know who my pick is. Because it's like... It's
five games, I know who would win.
So it's like this, right? There's no answer for LeBron on Memphis. There's no answer for Ja on the Lakers.
But, hold on, I'm going to ask you this. I agree. But who's more likely to have an answer for which one? Are the Grizzlies more likely to have an answer for LeBron between Dylan Brooks and Bane? Or the Lakers between Schroeder and D'Lo for Ja?
None.
If I had to pick, I'll say Dylan Brooks and Bane probably more of an answer for Bron.
It just gotta be.
Yeah, because D-Lo.
The fact that you even said D-Lo is just disgusting.
That's all the Lakers got. Ain't no perimeter defenders in that backcourt.
Yeah, nah. Not D-Lo, not Schroeder, not Reeves.
Just throw Pippen on him.
Does he play?
No, I meant as if it was Jordan. Just for the great debate. If there's nobody with no answer, just throw 6'9", 6'10", Pippen on him.
But nah, I got Lakers in five. I don't care. Fuck it. I don't like the Grizzlies.
I told you.
I feel like it's coming from more of a place of hate. I don't know. Grizzlies might be that new team that I hate, but for analysis purposes, if Jaren Jackson plays more than 25 minutes a game in the series, I'll be surprised. AD is getting him out.
Well, that's the question. Will AD play physical enough to get JJJ out?
I think he'll realize that he has to. Okay. And I feel like one thing about AD that we've seen throughout his career, it's something about him in the playoffs where he understands that he got to, like, take over. Whether it's been in the bubble, whether it's been a couple times where he made the playoffs in New Orleans, especially that season that they swept the Trailblazers, he understands he has to take over in the playoffs. So I don't really doubt that. I don't doubt that his play will be the reason why he doesn't, take over like that. It's just all if he can stay healthy, which is always a great question for him. But yeah, I'll be bold and say Lakers in five.
Oh yeah, that's super bold. All right, as much as I want the Lakers to advance,
just say Memphis in six.
I have Memphis in six. I really do want to see Bron take it to the next round and the round after that, because I think they have an easier path. I think whoever doesn't play Phoenix has an easier path. Because if the Lakers just happen to win, they'll play the Warriors the next round, which is still easier than the Suns, in my opinion. Obviously, Warriors are more championship ready and all that, but Suns, I don't know how you slow down KD, Booker, and KD, Booker, and then I think Ayton and CP3 together make the big three. Like, that's the third one. Them together. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not a big four. I literally think if you fuse them together, that's the big three, because that pick and roll action is crazy. But anyways, there's just no answer for Ja. I don't like the Grizzlies at all, and I'm a fan of LeBron, but there's just no answer for Ja. Ja's going to attack that rim. I should have asked this before. I should have done a key player to each series, but this series is going to come down to D-Lo. D-Lo's going to have to cook Ja on the other end.
It's not happening.
Exactly. It's not happening. And Brooks.
He scored two in the play-in, by the way.
Who, Brooks?
No.
D-Lo.
Yeah, so... it's Grizzlies, like you said, they don't have great players. They don't, but they are a great team. They all have their chemistry together is great, and the way they play together is great.
They know their roles.
They all know their roles.
Except for Dylan Brooks.
No, Dylan Brooks knows his role.
Off the court.
On the court, he knows what he's supposed to do.
I feel like even off the court, that's
not. He chucks on the court.
He does, but that's probably if Dylan Brooks isn't shooting them shots, who is? Desmond Bane is a smart player. They're all smart players. You need that J.R. Smith type dude. It's just he doesn't talk. J.R. Smith didn't talk like Brooks. But I really don't want to see them win. I promise you, I don't. But I just But I think they will win the six because there's no answer for Ja. Ja attacks the paint at will. JJJ and AD is a very interesting matchup. Obviously, AD is a better player. I'm not about to sit here and say it's close. But JJJ is the way he was balling. Like, big last 10 games of the season were insane. Steven Adams does hurt a lot because he's the best screen setter in the league, and he was part of the reason last year why Ja led the league in points in the paint. When he sets screens at the top, it frees up so much. So that's going to be different. But I think Grizzlies just have too much, and the Lakers don't have enough. Like, you don't have enough defense. You just don't have enough to stop Ja. Desmond Bane on the perimeter, too. Like, when you think of the Lakers' backcourt, it's Schroeder, D'Lo, Beasley, and Austin Reeves. None of them four are giving you stops on defense. So it's just going to be tough. I really hope I'm wrong, though. Like, I really
hope I'm wrong. Would Vanderbilt go on?
No, Vanderbilt would go on a big, and they don't – it would just be a waste. For real, I think Vanderbilt was probably sitting out this series. Like, he'd probably get 10 minutes of games because there's nothing, no role for him. There's literally no role for him because it's not like, like if you were playing a team like the Nuggets, like yeah, throw him out on Joker for a couple plays, but like now who you throw him on JJJ? No, AD can do that. He'll be fine.
And Jaws blown by.
Jaws blown by D-Lo.
Yeah,
for sure.
So who eliminated the Grizz last year?
Warriors.
That's what I thought.
And it's that was a hard fought series somehow. And remember, Brian brought up last week that the Grizz blew them out the game Jaw didn't play. They beat the shit out the Warriors when Jaw didn't play. But
most improved player.
Yeah, that's gonna be it for
predictions.
Predictions. We're gonna save some topics for next time. But one topic I do wanna get is trade packages for two stars that aren't in the playoffs right now. I already have some loaded up, so it's not gonna take too long.
Thank you, because I do not have great.
Bradley Beal, obviously me and Brian are Wizards fans, so Brian, let me know how you feel about some of these, bro.
No problem. You should put the camera on my face so I can just hear it. Get a live reaction.
Beal to Portland. Let's put the two stubborn guys together, man. The two guys that want to get money and not win. But let's put them together. Let's see what happens. Portland, we're getting back Anthony Simons, Nasir Little, and Shaedon Sharpe. What are your thoughts?
I need some draft picks.
Getting draft picks in return right now?
Not for players. Not if it's coming with players.
I mean, because
you go.
I don't know that package is tough because I mean, like you said, with Beal's contract,
and you're getting young talent. So young talent.
Simons is the only young talent.
Shaedon
Sharpe is cool.
I think Shaedon Sharpe better than Simons.
No,
I think he will be.
Shaedon Sharpe's that guy. Maybe I got to tap in more than that.
Like, what, last 12 game season, Shaedon Sharpe was averaging over a dub. He's tough.
I'm not mad at that package.
Yeah, Simons wasn't consistent, too, but.
Okay, so that's it. You're iffy on that one.
I'm not mad at it.
Shane, I know you're not a fan of the Wizards.
No, I can get into this because the reason I'm not a fan is because of the front office. So hopefully they're tuned into this podcast.
Hopefully that would be big for us.
But no, I think that's still like a horizontal move, kind of.
For who?
For the Wizards. And don't
we're
say
thinking about the grant. We're thinking about the player, Beal, not the teams. Though.
Huh?
We're thinking the trades are. We're focusing on the players, like not getting rid the of Wizards better, right? We're not focusing on making teams. Like, but so you don't have to get
at this point.
It's just about contract.
Yeah, we got to get rid of that contract.
I mean,
and start over somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I would, like Ryan said, I'd just probably try to look for picks more so than multiple players. One or two players.
That contract.
Yeah. Oh, then. I mean,
like, honestly, I just put this trade in the ESPN trade machine. Simons, Shaedon Sharpe, and Nasir Little still don't equal up to Bradley Beal. So.
Talent-wise?
No, the his contract.
Oh,
it's is $24 million off.
Yeah, I don't. This is why I don't like the Wizards. Like, this is what you've built. You've built this monstrosity of a person who's not even like. Is he the worst? Is he a Supermax guy?
Unfortunately,
he's the worst Supermax guy in the league, right?
Technically, in history. Since this started,
I'm fairly certain he's getting like. And his contract, like, just a few million off of Jokic's contract.
Yeah. Because he stayed with the same team.
And he did. And
if he was, like, 5 years older, I would be saying, let's bring the amnesty rule back. Everybody can release the highest paid player, and it won't count against your cap. That shit was goaded at the time. That shit got everybody out the cap situation.
For real.
And you said, last podcast, I believe you said, I think he's been averaging, like, what, like 24 maybe? Yeah. Maybe even 20. Like, not 28 like last year. It was something, like, way lower than his career.
Last year.
It was, like, 28.
Well, don't kick. See, people, remember the Colin Cowherd thing?
It doesn't have to be the career. But
the only thing he's ever been right about in his career.
What?
Colin Cowherd is, look, if you're talking about a player, look at his, and you're talking about stats, take away their best year and their worst year. Mm-hmm. That's who they really are.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan. He's like, look, you take away his rookie. Usually the worst season is the rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
His best season was the MVP season. But mm-hmm. that can go for Beal. Take away that 30-point season. Then take away his worst season, probably his rookie season. And the other seasons are who he really is.
Yeah.
But bad track. You can move to the next
one. All right, next one. Now, I'm not saying I agree with a lot of these. These are just joints I cooked up.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Okay. New York.
Ooh.
RJ. OB. Quickly. No picks.
The Knicks say no.
I actually...
Well, hold on. Brunson, Bill, and Randall?
So, Bill... Yeah,
the Knicks don't say no.
I think, rhymes off the bench.
I think the Knicks will run to that.
Yeah, the Knicks don't say no.
Actually. I think the Knicks will run to that only because they're starving for like.
And they would love to get rid of Barrett because they know like they've thugged it out with him. They've done their due diligence with him. Like they've probably shipped off whoever they wanted to ship off in the past previous off seasons, but they try to stick it out with Barrett. I mean, he's probably nothing more than like with them. Nothing more than what a 15 and like 6 or 7 guy. I don't know his specific averages, but
I don't think he cracked 20 yet, dude.
Ooh.
Barrett.
He it was 53 20 point per game. So if he didn't make it,
if he did, I literally think it was. This
I don't
year
think
last
he did. I
don't think he's cracked 20 yet.
He's not been the guy. It's been Randall and Brunson. It's no shot he scored 20 in that offense.
Literally 19.6.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, I think it was, yeah, he took
literally 19.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 20 even last year, though. 20 point.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, roughly a 20 point
score. I think that's a win win for both teams, honestly. Except the Knicks don't want to pay that much. You said you'd hate to have RJ?
Absolutely.
Especially on that contract.
Well, he hasn't signed it.
I thought he signed an extension.
I don't think so. Let me see.
Yeah. While the camera's on me, if you do keep most of the pieces that Washington has, well, not many pieces, but Kuzma, Porzingis, with Barrett too, it's nasty forward play.
Once again, Brian was right. Barrett signed a 120 extension with 107 guaranteed.
No.
And Tyler Hero have the same contract.
No.
The Wizards would still go for that, unfortunately.
No. Of course they would, because they do dumb shit.
Exactly. They would still go for that.
If I'm the GM, this is GM Brian speaking.
GM Brian.
No, I'm not doing that.
All right. Next one we have, speaking of Miami, we have Tyler Hero, Duncan.
Robinson?
Yeah, and honestly, whatever you want. I guess a first, two first, because they don't have players to offer.
They don't.
So, Hero, Duncan, and two first for Bradley Beal. Brian, what you got? What you taking that? I have one more after this, so.
The two first will be valuable. If anything, I could probably move Hero for somebody that'd be desperate for a shooter. I'm not mad at it. I'll probably take it. Duncan Robinson will just sit there, honestly.
Yep, for sure. Shane.
Obviously, you guys are more into the drafts than me. So, how valuable would they be if the Heat are making the playoffs still, if not higher seed, because they got Bill with Butler and Bam?
I don't think it'll make much of a difference.
No matter how much you pay attention to the draft,
still find talent lower, or is that?
No, I was going to say, if me and Brian are super locked in this draft, we're still not going to know how good the players are that the playoff teams are getting.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't know past the lottery.
Honestly, outside the top 10, it's kind of just like.
Exactly. Yeah.
So are those picks still?
No. They're first round picks, but they're not.
So you're shipping just the contract.
The Suns gave up four firsts for KD, and we know those are going to be high picks. So.
They're going to be high. You mean like in the 20s and 30? Or like high 20s?
30. Yeah. Maybe 30 to win the title. So
why do people, no one deems those valuable then, right?
I mean, they're still first.
I mean, they picks. Can be. Because they're still.
Because in situations like Nets and Celtics, when Nets gave up all those first-round picks for KG and Pierce, everybody at the time was like, okay, maybe it's not too bad because the Nets will run off some playoff series and they get a title. And those picks turned into Tatum and Brown. So,
that's why I wouldn't be mad at it.
I'm not saying if they get rid of the contract, like you guys are saying, it's the biggest. If that's the biggest one, is to get rid of the contract. Obviously, you still get something because of Hero, but he does still come with some like really different talent. Like his skill set is really interesting. As long as you keep him, I think in that same role. I still don't like him like as a great starter. He would probably ruin the offense with Kuzma and KP, but. It's a W, I think, for the Wizards and for the Heat, I think.
All right. I have 1.5 more because the half one is actually us giving up stuff with Beal. So the other one is Beal to Toronto for for OG and Fred VanVleet and a first, maybe. Because we know Toronto values OG.
And VanVleet is a free agent this year.
Sign and trade. Let's just hype it. This is all hypothetical, obviously. So VanVleet, OG for Beal. Me personally, I'm saying no, because if we're trading Beal, I really want to rebuild. Like, I really, really want to rebuild. I don't want to keep getting. I don't mind getting OG, but it's VanVleet that's like, mm-hmm. he's more of a win now player. Mm-hmm. OG's still younger. Brian.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I wouldn't be too much of a fan of that one. I'm not interested in, like, because you do a sign and trade for VanVleet, that kind of just like takes up any leverage you have. Well, not leverage, but like flexibility you have to like make more moves or do anything of that sort. So I'm not really keen on that one.
All right, Shane.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I mean, I don't know how Bill looks in Toronto either way, but
him and Siakam is disgusting.
Yeah,
it's not bad, but it's
Gary Trent moves to the.
Well, we take Gary Trent too then.
Or something like that.
Gary Trent and OG instead of Fred then. How about that? Going to some picks.
I mean, those are good. Oh, I mean, it's a start for sure.
It's a start, okay.
Yeah, it's a start.
All right, the half one is Beal, Denny, and a first for Jaylen Brown and Brogdon. Brian.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Why would the Celtics do that?
I don't know why they would do that, but I'm. Jason Tatum and.
Oh, because Brown said. Because Brown said he was thinking about.
Jaylen Brown might not even come back. There's a going bet on who could possibly get him, and it is Atlanta, who's his hometown, as the favorite. Shane to Bradley Beal and Danny. Yep. And a first for Jaylen Brown and Brown.
Easy. The Wizards. I don't know how long it's been since they've either signed or drafted great talent. And if they were to trade for Jaylen Brown, the issue is how great of a one could he be? But I don't think it wouldn't be. I think it'd still be, honestly, if they keep Kuz, Porzingis for at least a year.
We're not getting Kuz back. All right.
If they keep Porzingis. The keepers thing is, it'll still be a 1A, 1B, but Brown would probably dominate the ball a lot more. And he does have issues when he is in the role he is now when Tatum's not out there when it comes to facilitating, ball handling. So I don't think he is the true one. You need more, especially giving up Denny. But the Wizards do jump.
You made it seem like Denny's an all-star or something.
I mean...
I'd give up Denny for a half-smoke.
Man. Yeah, for real.
I mean, I'm just thinking, what would you want to do with this trade? Do you want to make the playoffs?
Rebuild. Jaylen Brown's just the star.
How old is he?
25, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
I agree with your point, though, about him being number one, because that is my biggest concern. Because that has been rumored to be for Brown, but we'd have to give up more. But I'm not saying he's not tough, but it's hard to see certain players as a one when the dude above them is averaging 30 a game. Like, it's like, okay, well, can you do that too?
Mm-hmm.
When the defenses are focusing just on you and not both of y'all, like, that's a different story. Because it's going to be JB and Porzingis. I don't know how that duo works. I'd try it, though, because I hate Beal.
yeah, man, anything's better than Bill right now at this moment as a Washington supporter. I wouldn't call myself a fan because, like I said, the front office is, they're not even having these conversations. So I don't think they talk about much. I think they go to bed and sleep. I mean, they sleep great at night. They don't care about what's happening the next day, the next year, the next week, the next month. And we just hope that they're possibly thinking about what they could do to improve the team dealing with Bill's contract in the next, few months. So.
All right, well, if y'all didn't notice, there was a recurring theme in those trades that there are no West teams, because I literally can't think of a West team that would pull the trigger on Beal. Other than Portland, that was the only West
team. Not a playoff West
team. I can't. In general, I can't see. Why would Utah make a push for Beal? They seem fine with rebuilding. Minnesota wouldn't. I don't see us It's just not enough. Now, the other star, this topic was two stars. The other star is Luka. One of the hardest players in the league to trade, probably. I literally have one trade proposal. I can't think of any other team that could offer him enough. It's to Denver, the duo we all want to see, Luka and Joker. Murray, Porter Jr., and multiple first-round picks. Is that enough to get Luka from the Mavs? From the Mavs, Shane, what you got?
Yes, it's definitely enough. If I want to say only... We saw what happened with the Mavs to end the season. This was one of the most, I want to say, most surprising ends to a... They're really the most unpredictable team right now. I want to say they have Kyrie, who's not going back, obviously. That is predictable. He's not going back. He's getting shopped. But they sat the guys for their opportunity to make the play-in. They got fined $750,000 for that.
And I said they should have lost their pick. The shit they tanked for, they should have lost. Exactly.
If they were to trade Luka for Murray and MPJ and picks, I mean, Mark Cuban probably isn't going like that, but it would make sense because. I don't know, bro. I actually don't know.
And can you think of any trade for Luka? Because it has to be a team with multiple players with great upside. Like, it's Luka we're talking about. Like, he's going to bring your franchise like a couple billy, like, for real. And he's going to give you some wins. He's a playoff lock. Obviously, this year's an exception. Some bullshit happened. But it's like he's untradeable, but like we're saying, what if he gets traded? Who can he get traded for?
I do think that's the closest. It's just
he leaves with Luka, KCP, Aaron Gordon, and Joker, which is not bad. You have two defenders out there with the two star.
It's not, but somebody is going to take the toll in that trade. Like, there's definitely going to be. I think there's going to be a one and. Like, clear 1 and 2. Not 1A, 1B. 1, 2, because they're both...
Between Joker and Luka?
Yeah.
I think Luka's a 1.
Okay, sure. Because he's Luka, but... Would that even be
better? Just because he's a guard.
Would that even be better for the Nuggets?
Why not? Because they're both unselfish. That's the thing. It's not like... You could argue, obviously, they stat pad. I'm not gonna argue anybody that they don't. But they're both still unselfish. In order to stat pad, you have to be an unselfish player. And they're both, I don't know for sure if this has to play in it, but they're both not from here. So, like, they have that international thing going on, too. And just their play style, like, they could play off each other.
Oh, I know why. Because who the fuck would play some defense on that team?
Aaron Gordon and KCP.
KCP?
Who's playing the defense now? You make sense.
the same two. So, you group two guys that don't play defense and put them on there and try to score more?
I'm trading Jamal Murray and MPJ between them two. It's not like they're.
But they would still have they probably have a worse defensive rating than they have now. Not saying that Murray is improving it or MPJ is improving it, but I think putting Luke over there instead of those two guys means even more points are going to be scored, regardless.
Maybe.
Because we saw, isn't that what happened to. I mean, you did trade a defender in the Kyrie one, but. Just go to Brian. He's smarter. Brian,
what you got, Brian? And if so, again, Luka for Murray and MBJ and picks. And if not, can you think of any logical team Luka can realistically be traded to?
What do you consider realistically?
Like a trade that the Dallas would accept? It's Luka. Like, it's hard to trade somebody like that.
Okay, so I'll answer this in two parts.
At this age.
Yeah. I'll answer this in two parts. I think the trade package you brought up is cool. I could see it making sense for both sides. Because at that point, if you're Dallas, you're just embracing a rebuild. You know, like, you're trading Luka, you're just embracing a rebuild. Like, you have to at that point, so. If I had to think of another one, and I don't know how it'll work with the financials.
Yeah, fuck the cap. Just what you think, player for players, what you got.
You know, I feel like I can think of a package involving a team that's playing on the TV right now.
Hell no.
I thought the man about to say Beal and Porzingis.
No.
Washington can never afford
it. Nah, I think I can think of a package of a team that's playing on the TV right now.
Okay.
And we talk about them having hella first round picks already.
Okay.
That wouldn't be the centerpiece of the trade, though. And I don't even think that SGA would be the centerpiece of the trade.
Yeah, you're not trading him for Luka.
But you have a second overall pick that nobody's seen yet in the NBA. So I feel like a package centered around Chet.
Name another guard. Come on. Somebody back there with SGA you can trade.
Giddy. And
two.
Have any of them 50 million picks that they have.
I'm not giving up more than two, honestly. Giddy and Chet plus two first-round picks.
Yeah, because those are two first-round values right there already.
And young.
Yeah, especially Chet. Well, both of them, because they...
And white. I ain't trying to be funny, but that's more marketable right now.
Yeah.
Chet ain't doing it, though. I'm sorry.
Who gives a fuck what Chet wants to do right now?
It's a terrible gamble on the Mavs, but go
continue. I don't think it's that terrible.
Only thing, literally the only reason I would say no, is because they're in the same division, I think. Yeah. That's literally, I can't see Luka going to the same division. Maybe conference, but not the same division. But I could be, is Oklahoma City in that division?
Probably. I'd assume so.
I feel like they might have stayed in the division they were when they were Seattle, with Portland, Minnesota, Denver, and Utah. I think that's their division.
Okay.
And then the other division is Pelicans, all the Texas teams, Spurs, Rockets.
They're not in it. It's Nuggets, Timberwolves, Thunder, and Jazz, Grizzlies. And Blazers.
Say it again.
Nuggets, Timberwolves, Thunder, Jazz.
Yeah, that's what I said. And Blazers. Right, that's what I said. That's why I said they're still in that. Oh, yeah. I said they stuck with the one they were in Seattle. Yeah,
when they were in Seattle, they
stuck with the one they were in Seattle.
The Mavs not in a division?
No. All
right.
So, yeah, that's what. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. Because I think. With the team that they with what OKC has showed this season, it's like SGA obviously that dude.
Glad to hear you say it.
Yeah, SGA obviously that dude. But like nobody's gonna go there like free agency. And we were talking off camera, like there's no like big name free agents coming up anyway. So you have the cap space to take on the contract.
You got the picks.
You have the picks to trade. And you literally have somebody who could have gone first in his draft class, depending on, you know, opinion, but obviously went second. Mm-hmm. And you have another player who's probably a poor man's Luka in terms of facilitating the offense. He may not be the scorer that Luka is, obviously.
He's what Michael Carter Williams thought he was.
Yeah. So I think a trade like that would make sense.
I agree. The thing with the Thunder is they're going to have to make some tough decisions soon. Very soon, not very soon, but kind of like they did with James Harden back in the day. But now it's like you have all these first-round picks, but you have your franchise players.
Mm-hmm.
You have Giddy, who's a buck. Well, not Bucky, but he's a really good player. SGA is your franchise player. We don't know what Chet is yet. Dort's your defender for sure. And you're bringing a big man. And like I said, there's a couple
of pockets. Don't forget the law firm of Williams and Williams.
And the Jalen Williams law firm. Yes, for sure. That's what I thought you were going to name in that trade. I think they're going one of them. I think it's going to be the dark skin, the one that's actually the one that just got the steal. But the thing with I talked about this a few weeks ago. That's why it's so hard for them these small market teams.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's unfair, I think you should just put teams in all major cities because the players aren't going to sign in Memphis. They're not going to sign in Oklahoma City. They're not going to sign in Utah. They're not going to sign in Minnesota. They're not going to sign, even though it's a great city, in Charlotte, in Indiana. Like, players aren't going to just sign there. You're not just going to get LeBron James signed to the Indiana Pacers. That's not going to happen. Like, it's not going to happen. So, small market teams are already at disadvantage. So Brian's point, Thunder would be interesting, but it's like they just have to make some decisions soon, because with all those first round picks, what do you do when you have the players that mm-hmm. you want to go with moving forward? Mm-hmm. But anyways, we have two guest players. I'm providing one, Brian's providing the other. This is the main event of the show. This is how we're going to end it off. I'll go first. Brian, you can close it out for us.
Okay.
This guy right here played from 2010. I'm saying you're listening. From 2010 to 2019. Okay. He played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams.
Hell.
This guy was a top 5 pick in his career. In his best career season was averaging 9.9 points a game.
I'm about to know him in 2 minutes. He laughing, but he going to know in 2 minutes.
2K, well, I'll give you some 2K. 2K, he's probably decent his first 2 years. Like, his prototype, the way he's built, he could have been a dog in 2K. He just did not pan out. I thought he would be a dog in the league. He just, like I said, did not pan out. No awards, obviously. It's not even, didn't even need to say that. He went to a big-name college, though, for sure. How about this? He went to a college that, how do I phrase this? The state the college is in,
mm-hmm.
the college is known more than the state college. So say like Bowie State is more known than Maryland University, something like that. So the college.
Like if you say the state. Right. It's their college.
So it might have been like, what's the best basketball school in, let's say, Texas? And if it wasn't Texas, it would be like
Texas Tech?
Yeah, or Houston or something like that. Like, the school this guy went to is the best school in that state, but it's not the state school.
This nigga talking about North Carolina, but
go ahead. I want to be North Carolina. It's not. No, like it's not debatable at all. I don't think the state schools are even D1.
Oh, shit.
But the school that got, like, there's not too many hints. Y'all know who this player is, though. He was a top 5 pick. Let me see what.
Exactly. How many years did he play?
10, 9. 10.
About 9. From 2010 to 2019. His last team was the Wizards. I did not even know he played with us.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, man.
I can't even give his class. Brian will get it way
too late. What's his stats? Whatever.
His best year, he averaged 9.9, 4 rebounds, and 1.6 assists.
Does he
less than a block and less than a steal?
Does he have in the league? Like, is he affiliated with the league at all? Like, reporter and coach? No, like
right now?
Yeah.
No.
He said those were his best.
Like, not a personality either.
His career average is 7, 3, and 1. He averaged 1 assist, 3 rebounds, 7 points.
He's not a personality either.
Bro, I thought he would be nuts. Let me pull his college stats. Let me see why. I mean, I know why I thought that.
How old is the nigga right now?
That's a good question. When he retired in 2019, he was 31.
Okay, I want to know what, like, if he was our age. Probably wouldn't be.
But I definitely can't give. Well, I mean, I'd say what year came in, but I can't say who else is in that class.
Yeah, don't.
I'm pulling up his college stats right now just to see.
Yeah,
he was a transfer in college, and then he finishes the school I was talking about. He averaged 16 points a game, 16.5, 8.5 rebounds. I wouldn't even have thought that, and 2 assists. I did not think he would average 8 rebounds.
He was a top 5 pick?
Yep. In this class, 3 of the top 5 picks were busts.
Did you play on the championship team?
Nope.
No accolades, right?
Oh, yeah,
nope,
my bad.
What I said, his class, he was a top 5 pick, but 3 of the top 5 picks were busts.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool and all, but I have no idea even close to what year that is. He nigga 31, so the nigga was probably like 22.
I said what year he came in.
Something like 09, 2010. I don't know.
Here we go. I'm just trying not to help Brian out too much.
I know, but I'm thinking about 2K9.
I've got two people that said Brian's too nice against the player.
I know. 2K9 is like Kevin Garnett cover, I swear.
Okay, cover. I was about to say, where you going with this, bro? Heard Kevin Garnett. What?
I swear he was a cover.
Yeah, he was. Who was 8? 2K8.
I don't know. 2K10 was Kobe.
2K9.
2K8 was Kobe.
What?
10 was Kobe.
10 was Kobe. Who was he?
Eight was, didn't even exist, nigga. I think CP3.
Who?
Oh,
no,
oh
my
god.
Yeah, I think CP3. That was the first 2K I got.
Damn.
I was always playing live.
Nah.
Yep, live was the shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, I didn't get on 2K until 10. I needed
everybody
2K
the same 10. Shot. But, yeah. He was off his... The team that drafted him, they traded him, or he left by his third season in the league. Being a trade.
See, yeah, he came in. That was, you said 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what draft that was.
I know, unfortunately. I shouldn't have said it.
I just don't remember. I remember 4 of the top 5 picks.
That's
this
crazy.
This is the only one I don't remember.
Yeah, give me 2 of them.
Yeah, always say it. Because you still got a player, too. So we're not about to BS.
Give me 2 of them picks.
No, I don't know the player.
But give me 2
of
them picks.
No, I know. Name the players that you know were drafted that year.
Oh, in the top 5 of that year, John Wall.
Oh, shit.
Evan Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Boogie.
Mm-hmm. Shit. That's number 5. He got 1, 2, and 5.
So 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Derek Favors.
There we go. I was about to say number 3 was traded.
So he's the only one I don't know in that
top 5. Derek Favors is legendary for me and Brian's friendship for sure.
Goddamn.
Because he got traded. I think you should remember. We was like walking to the bus stop
literally,
or something.
Literally.
Bruh, I know Evan Turner.
I had a flip phone or something. I had some type of crazy phone back.
I remember, I feel like the my career thing? For that shit or something. Because Evan Turner, did he play for?
I think he's one of the biggest busts of my life because I thought he'd be nice.
Did he play for Oklahoma?
Evan Turner?
No, what? Ohio State.
There you go. Okay, jeez. Man, watch no college basketball. Let's go.
Damn.
Name one other player from Ohio State in basketball. Come on.
Hell no.
You know
him. You got it, bro. He's a bust, technically. I don't like that term.
I don't know about no technical bust.
Nah, he's a bust.
Anthony Bennett.
No.
Then I don't know.
You don't.
Nah, I'm the same.
We talked about him earlier.
Shit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Ohio State bust? I mean, I won't know about baseball.
Okay, then don't say he's meh.
RJ Barrett? No, he went to Duke.
There you go.
Credit.
Come on, man. You got this.
I don't know.
We're literally talking about him
is
earlier.
Is he in the league?
Yes, we're talking about him.
Ain't no bust.
Oh, wait, then me and Brian talking about 2 different people.
See? Oh, yeah, we are.
I'm talking about the dude I drafted in our fantasy joint, in our what if.
Yeah, but let me
shit, now I'm stuck.
From Ohio State, and I drafted from what if. Come over, King. Come
over. Oh, yeah. I forgot that was Ohio State.
See?
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, who are you talking about, bro?
What are
we talking about? We talked about
him earlier. RJ, I mean, JT Barrett?
Nah.
Ooh, I do.
Watch. Who the fuck?
He's back with the team that drafted him.
Oh, shit. Now you got me fucked up.
This random guest of players. This ain't even my guest of player. Yeah.
Guess Inception, boy.
Bro, Ohio State.
Guesception.
Top 5 pick.
Top 5 pick from Ohio State? What the fuck?
Top 3 pick.
What the fuck?
Top 2 pick. Stop.
Bro,
it's
what?
It's not Evan Turner. There's another top 2 pick besides Evan Turner and Greg Oden.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't even remember Ohio State, no.
Son, maybe I'm tripping.
You are.
Oh. He's in this game.
No,
he's... Fuck, then I don't know.
He's picked after somebody in this game.
You got him.
Bro, this is crazy.
Are y'all dead ass?
Bro, I'm dead ass. Because I'm thinking of Mike Conley.
You know I'm dead ass.
Nah.
He went back with the team.
I said, you know I'm dead ass.
He's back with the team that drafted him.
Bruh.
Somebody's watching this right now and knows the answer.
Hell yeah. Because
Ohio State's not a basketball school, so I know it's like.
I'm about to say that's what I know. They not no damn basketball school
team. Who the fuck went to Ohio State? Top two pick,
bruh. And this is obviously in our lifetime. What the fuck?
No, they went back to the team that drafted them.
But Ohio, but I'm thinking of college because I watched college basketball. Ohio's, and that's not that's a school. I don't fuck. Come on, Shane, bless me.
Russ.
Huh?
I said Russ.
He went to UCLA.
Oh, shit. So did Lonzo. No. Ben.
Yeah, I don't know. Bro, who is it, bro?
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, my God.
I said Russell. I was right.
Now. I'm burnt. I'm wrong, Russell. Fuck. I'm
anyway,
burnt.
Anyway.
Yeah. So back to this player.
No, for real. Damn.
So Blind named the top five. Top four out of the five players from this class, but not this guy.
Literally the only one I can remember right now.
Poor man's KB. That's what he was coming out as.
Parker wasn't in that, bro.
Poor man's KB.
Wait, you said KD?
Mm-hmm. If he would have been good, the lineup around him was crazy.
Then it's a tall nigga. Or kind of tall nigga.
His point guard, when the team he got drafted to the point guard, was one of the most hyped guards ever, but definitely didn't live up to that status.
So, like, Ty Lawson type nigga?
No, no.
Oh, he wasn't hyped?
Not like this guy. Like, world internationally hyped.
Oh.
Wesley Johnson.
Wesley fucking Johnson.
Oh, my God. I definitely know about Wesley.
I forgot all about him.
I probably mentioned him like two podcasts ago.
I don't see how he would have came up.
Nah, ain't no way. Because
we were just blurting out random people.
Ain't no way.
Wesley Johnson, that man.
I mean, I used to cook with him in 2K.
I thought he was nice.
He used to dunk on niggas.
Nah, he was nice in 2K.
He used to dunk on niggas.
Fuck. I can't believe I get D-Lo.
He played for the Timberwolves at one point.
He got drafted to the Timberwolves. And the point guard was who? Internationally hyped. He played on his... on his country's team at like 16. They found out years later it was legal.
It was a point guard?
Or 13. It was something crazy.
Yeah, it was OC.
It was that dude that y'all be talking about.
He's still in the league right now.
Oh,
literally.
Damn, he could be guest the player, old kid.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Hold off on that. Hold off on that.
All right, yeah, hold off on that. But I do know another player before y'all go. I'm going to just say.
I can't
do
this
one. No, I'm not doing guest the player. I'm not doing guest
the player. No, I'm saying the dude I was just talking about, I can't do with Brian here.
Exactly.
Brian going to know who it is.
But y'all know my boy Mikal Finley.
What you call
no, Mikal Petras.
Mikal Petras. Is it?
The French nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the magic.
Yeah, y'all don't know about that nigga.
I would not be able to guess him for nothing.
I don't even know what hints you would throw out there.
Right.
I don't know either. But I remember that was my boy. All
right, so this player played in the league for 17 seasons.
God damn.
This shit's about to be easy.
You know this player.
Okay.
Udonis has.
No. Udonis been in the league for like 25. But we know this player. He was decent during our lifetime. Career averages are 9.5 points per game. Basically 10 rebounds a game. And I'll say 2.5 blocks.
I feel like
accolades. He one-time Defensive Player of the Year, four-time blocks leader.
Okay.
He was all rookie first team, two-time all defense first team, and two-time all defense second team.
Was this guy the second pick in his draft?
The second pick in his draft? Yes.
It's Tyson Chandler.
No.
What the fuck? I swear this man just described Tyson Chandler perfectly.
Damn.
And what the?
That means I got
he said
chance.
Yes, he was the second pick, and I still got it wrong, bro.
I don't know. I know what Tyson had a long-ass career, but was it 17?
Probably.
Probably.
If I look at that.
Especially the rebounds and blocks, that sounds about right for him. Probably, maybe not the points. That nigga probably has like 6 points a game.
Tyson Chandler played in the league.
Bruh, I can't believe I got that one wrong.
Damn. Tyson Chandler was in the league for like 19 years.
And he was the second pick. I think under Kenyon?
Yeah.
Or Camby. He was one of them, too.
Yeah, it was Kevin.
All right, so 10 rebounds for his career, 9 points, 2 blocks, and a lot of awards. How many teams he played for?
How many teams he played for? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hold on, let me go to it.
Shane, this is your best chance
to
get
in the I know, nigga. I'm trying to think, nigga. Think about these defensive niggas.
Bro, you sure it's not Tyson? This sounds like Eddie Curry.
The team. The team that drafted him, he was only there for 2 years.
Man, I'm trying to
the think. The team he played with the most seasons for.
Didn't he say he played with on 2K with this man earlier?
No. Do you say he's a...
So literally. He's still in the league. It was a classic team.
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, it's no way this man still...
Oh, no. He retired. Now I'm not going to say he retired.
Damn.
Okay.
So well, you're probably not even going to know. He retired in the 2012-2013
season. Oh, yeah, my God.
So he played, you said, 17 years. Mm-hmm. I think he was playing before I was born. Okay. Well, right when I was born. Okay. 10 rebounds, though. That's a good chunk.
I'm going to get one guess.
10 rebounds for a career is actually insane.
Yeah, it is.
Like, the, when you include the downfall of the nigga, that's insane.
What's his career in rebounds? Let me see. His career high in rebounds for a season is 13.
I feel like I need to know.
Dikembe?
No.
That's a terrible guess.
His career high in points is about 15, and that was his rookie
season. That's per game, right?
You said his rookie season.
His rookie season.
Your rookie season.
He peaked in points.
Michael Carter Williams is the second time he's been mentioned today.
I need something else. I still need something else.
You gotta ask your questions. Get your questions.
Get your questions on.
We'll call it. Well, nah, it might be too easy.
Not with college.
I don't even think it'll be that easy, honestly.
Because this nigga was in the college in the 90s, nigga.
It was stupid. All right, get a college then.
UMass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's Calipari's first project, bro. John Calipari was at UMass before he went to Memphis, then Kentucky. So I said it. I like that. I said it can be. LeBron. I said I know it's not Camby. LeBron ain't saying nothing. I like that. I said after Chandler, I was like, Camby's the only dude. No, I said it's either. I said he either got drafted behind Camby or
Kenyon.
Or Kenyon.
Yeah.
I thought Camby.
Camby was in '96, but he was in a Kobe draft.
I don't know why I thought he was a first pick. Man, a second. No.
No, that was Iverson.
Iverson was the first pick.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just delivered, bro. I haven't drunk in last week. Whatever. Anyways, god damn. Shane, any chance you got one real quick? It's okay if you don't, because we can just end it.
Nah, I'll save mine. All right,
bet. Well, Brian, appreciate you for joining me, Brody.
Gang, gang.
Shane, appreciate you.
Better take something.
Stash or Shacks podcast. We're going to see y'all next week. The first round will be over next week. We'll just be recapping what happened so far in the first round. So we'll be back next week to recap the first round. Maybe some NFL news. Maybe Aaron Rodgers finally gets traded. We'll see. Or Lamar resigns. Let's see. But until then, we'll catch y'all and be safe. We out.